Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, 16th of September 2013. Israeli military kidnapped a number of Palestinian civilians in the West Bank, and settlers attacked Palestinian children in East Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Monday at dawn, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded the southern West Bank district of Hebron and kidnapped five Palestinians, including a son of an imprisoned Palestinian legislator. At least 15 Palestinians have been kidnapped by the army in different parts of the West Bank. Also on Monday, Israeli soldiers invaded Kherbet Mahul in the West Bank Northern Plains area and demolished homes and residential structures. Local sources said that dozens of Israeli military jeeps and military bulldozers invaded the village and started demolishing its structures. The sources added that the villagers never received any notices or orders from the military and never had the chance to legally challenge the Israeli decision. In other news, Israeli soldiers broke into the home of legislator Hatem Kfesha, who is still imprisoned by Israel, and kidnapped his son Anas, 17, and his brother Subhi Kfesha. Soldiers also kidnapped Abdullah Jnaidi, 19, and broke into his home and searched it, causing excessive property damage. Furthermore, dozens of soldiers invaded Beit Awa, broke into and searched several homes, and kidnapped Abdullah Masalma. Muhammad Ayyad, media spokesperson of the Popular Committee Against the War and Settlements in Beit Umar town, stated that soldiers also invaded the town and kidnapped Muhammad Khlayil, 18. Ayyad added that the kidnapped Palestinians have been cuffed, blindfolded, and were taken by the soldiers to an unknown destination. An extremist Israeli settler attacked Palestinian children in Al-Isawiyya town in occupied East Jerusalem and violently beat them and attacked another Palestinian man who tried to stop him. The resident, Maher Abu Layl, 48, suffered various cuts and bruises when he tried to stop the assailant who targeted children playing in the neighborhood. His sister said that he was going to the market when he noticed a settler using an iron bar to hit Palestinian children and rushed to defend them. On Sunday morning, Israeli soldiers kidnapped three children from Yabat town south of the northern West Bank city of Jenin and installed a roadblock in the eastern entrance of the village. Local sources reported that the soldiers invaded the western neighborhood of Yabat, broke into and searched several homes and kidnapped three children. The soldiers also invaded the nearby village of Zibda. The sources identified the kidnapped children as Adham Abu Rumele, Muhammad Abadi, and Hani Zayi. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, September 16, 2013 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Rishmal.